Today's daf in Yerushalmi Daf Yomi is Brachot Daf Samach Beit. We start today the wonderful concluding perek of Masechet Brachot Haro'eh. Haro'eh makom shenasu lo nisim leYisrael omer Baruch she'asa nisim leAvotenu b'makom hazeh. Someone who sees a place where there were miracles that had been done. The Gemara will talk about some of these places. Let's say you come to the Yarden crossing, or you come to the place of the Yam Suf, where Nisim were done for us. You say a bracha, at Baruch Ata Hashem, and so on. Shasalam Nisim b'makom hazeh. There is one sheet among the Rishonim, and that's the sheet of the Ravid, who holds that there never was a Kviya Din of Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, but simply what it says in the Mishnah, even though normally that type of Lashon is just a shortcut for the entire bracha. But what the Ravid feels is that since these brachot come only once in a while when something happens, so then they did not make it into a full bracha that requires shem v'malchut. Makom shenekra mimenu avodah zarah, one of the other interesting birchot hariyah, is that when a person comes to a place where avodah zarah had once existed and was torn out, so one makes a bracha, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, she'akar avodah zarah me'artzeinu. And this, of course, is only if it's in Eretz Yisrael. Otherwise, it's mimar makom hazeh. Says the Gemara. Matnita, the Mishnah, is referring specifically to Nasa bo nisim le Yisrael. So that's ben yisei le Yisrael, but ben yisei yachid shenasa to an individual, eno tzarich levarech, he does not make a bracha. This means he does not make this bracha. However, he does have to say she'asa lines b'makom hazeh. And of course, there's all kinds of question. What precisely is considered to be a nes that is ra'ui to make a bracha on? Some say it has to be mamash against the Derech HaTeva. Others say that it could be just like an amazing coincidence where it is nothing against the Teva, but the fact that this happened is amazing. And of course, this is only vis-a-vis the Brocha on the Nes. As far as HaGomel is concerned, it's the Hatzola from the danger that's involved, not the expression of the Nes at all. How about on someone else's nes, a father, a rebbe? That is not addressed here at all. How about another question? How about if it's a person that is well known, let's say Yov ben Tzruya, v'chavi rav, so over there, do you make a bracha on that as if it were a well known nes for Yisrael? And furthermore, Adam that was in Dash Bashim Shamayim. That is something that ought to be nogei everyone, since it brought Hashem Shamayim. So perhaps one should make a bracha on that place as well, because everyone, all of Yisrael, is together in such a thing. And says the Gemara, in all such cases, mivarech. At least that is the gears according to the Haredim and many of the other mivarechim. Those who don't have that particular mivarech is because there are a lot of different dinim over here, and there may not be the same halacha mivarech in all cases. How about the nisei shvatim? Maoshi yivarech. Does it require an actual rove of Klal Yisrael, or is each one of the shvatim considered to be an am bifnei atzmo? So this particular machloket is a question whether it's considered to be itself. It would really be dependent on a well-known machloket, because the man diyama, that kol shevet v'shevet yikrei kahal, if you hold that when it comes to the question of whether there's a chiyuv to bring a par helam dollar, which over there is defined by where the Beis Din of Yisroel was taya, and the question was whether Rov Yisroel made the mistake. There's a machlokas whether Rov means Rov of all of Klal Yisroel, and Rov means even kol shevet v'shevet would be ikrei kahal. So then if you hold that every shevet is considered to be a kahal, and if that's the case, tzarech levarech even on the nes that was done to one shevet, if it was done to all of Klal Yisrael. However, according to Mandi Amar, kol ha-shvatim together are kriyim kahal, but a single shevet is not called a kahal to bring a paralim davar shel tziburan, so then it would mean that if a nes was done to one shevet, there too, the rest of Klal Yisrael, and tzarech levarech, it's not called a nes for the entire nation. So only those that were affected by the nes would be the one that are mevarech. What is the girsa actually of a bracha that one would make on, let's say, we just said for Hanani Meshav Azariah, we said that you actually would make a bracha, and that it's considered to be a bracha for all of Klal Yisrael. So let's go through the girsa od of the bracha. Let's say somebody was roeh Bovel. So if he sees Bovel, he has to make Chamesh Brocha. This is special Birchot HaRiyah that are included here. So if he sees the Nahar Ra'aparat, so he says Baruch Hoseh Naaseh Bereshit. He sees the Merkulis, which was what they used to use as the god of the Drachim, where they used to throw things at it. And that's we of course turned it into a Kulis, which means that it's just a joke. We turned it into a bitter joke, Merkulis. And this was Mercury, used to be the generator, the wayfarer. So he says Baruch, and again with all of the Shemu Malchus, according to almost all Baruch Shnatan Erchapayim Lovrei Ritzona. If you see the house of Nebuchadnezzar, you say Baruch Sheichriv Beito Shel Torasha Ra'ah Makom Kifshana Eish where Hanani Meshav Azariah were thrown. You say Baruch where the Govarayot, where the Neil was thrown. You say Baruch Shasan Yisim Lavotino B'Makom Azeh. You see Makom Shenot Limimeno Afar, which is the sign in the pasuk of the destruction of Afar, because Afar is always where you have a pit, an open pit where you're taking out the seed, is always a sign of destruction. So then you make a bracha that says Baruch Omer V'Yoseh, Baruch Gozerum Kayem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised that he would destroy the remnants of Bavel, and so because of that we make a bracha on the kim of that Haftacha. Ra'ah Bavel, if he sees the actual town that is completely wiped out, there's now a ruin, and he sees it in the British Museum, or he sees it in Sita, he reads the pasuk of Vetetia Bematatea Shmein, wipe it clean, the broom of destruction, leaving nothing behind for this rotten Bavel. And now, when we talk about the Nusach of Baruch Shasem Yisim, we get directly into the question of the Shemu Malchut issues. Rabbi Zira, Rabbi Yehuda B'Shem Rav say that Kol Bracha She'inimam Shemu Malchut, we can be Metakin the Girsa, is Eina Bracha. You have to have, otherwise not called a Bracha at all, just to say Baruch something. Omrei Beit Tanchuma, Ana Amar Taima, the mocker for this, is Al Mimcha Elohai HaMelech V'Avor HaShimcha. That means that first there has to be Elokai HaMelech, which is Kenu Melech HaOlam, and then V'Avor HaShimcha, so then we say what the bracha is. Rabbi Omer, it's not enough to have Shemu Malchus. You also have to say Atah. The way you brought it, it doesn't have any essential makor for Baruch Atah Hashem. Shmuel says even Atah is not enough. You need to also say Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. Again, some girsa problems here. This seems to be the most reasonable girsa. Now, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yonatan were Azlin. They were traveling from their town to Mavet Shlomo Ben Kiyata Deroma. They wanted, there was a big fight that was going on towards the south, and they, because they lived in Tveria, so they were going south, which means towards Yehuda, and there were a lot of problems that were there, political problems, and since there's a mitzvah of Hava'at Shalom, so then they went to bring Shalom there. And so, Alon Lechad Atar Vashkon Lechazan, they come to this town, and they find that the Shliach Tzibor is saying, as he sang over the Shmon Esrei, Akel HaGadol HaGibor VaNora HaBir VaHamitz. So in other words, he added all types of Tuarim, Takarash Baruch Hu, Vishitko Oto, and they shut him up, and they said this is inappropriate. And Ein Lecha Rishut Losif, Amad Pei Asher Tavru Chachamim B'Brachot, you cannot just add words to the actual matveya that the Chachamim themselves were koveya. Ravuna, B'Shem Rab, says, it says in the Pasuk in Iyov, Shaddai lo mitzanu sagi koach. In other words, what does that mean? That God doesn't have enough strength, Chas V'Shalom. I mean, what it seems to be saying is, lo matzinu, meaning, we are unable to be fully aware of Kocho Gvurato Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore we cannot add to whatever Moshe Rabbeinu was kovei, essentially, more than that. To try to add is to be Megareah and not to add. Furthermore, we also have another drasha, which is Rabbi Abu B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan Hayesuparlo Ki Adaber Im Amar Ish Ki Yivula. So, we darshan the pasuk to mean, can it be said of him that one should speak. In other words, will you ever be able to complete a shevach anyway? No. And therefore, im amar ish givulav, a person, im ba adam lesaper gvurotav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then he causes himself to be wiped out from the world. Because whatever he says makes it less instead of more, and therefore he's being mamay. So he meets balea min ha'olam. Omer Reb Shmuel bar Nachman, another pasuk, mi'im alel gvurot Hashem yashmia kol tehilato. So when it says, if you can be mashmia, kol tehilato, so then you are being mamal gvurot Hashem. So this refers to kegonani v'chavirat, people that are sitting and learning. That is the ikar shevach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as if you're being mesaper gvurot Hashem. Because the Torah itself that you learn is the most beautiful shevach that's possible to bring to Shmur Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Omer Rabbi Yovan, mi yimalel gvurot Hashem yashmia kol tehilato. So, again, what the pasuk seems to be saying is that who can say over everything there is to say? So if there's no one to say that, therefore, it doesn't make sense to add anything. That would be the normal way of understanding the pasuk. However, there's also drosha, so that's the Tirgim, Yaakov, Kfar Nevuraya, Bitzor. When Yaakov from Kfar Nevuraya came to Tzor, he brought the pasuk Lecha Dumiya Tehila, which means that quiet is to you the greatest praise, Elohim Bitzor. And what he said was, you know what, the greatest of all possible ingredients, Sama Dekula, is Mashtuk. Shutting up is the most amazing thing you can do for the Shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know what this is like? It's like the Margalit, the Let Latimi. It's an incredible diamond that is completely pure, has no value, it's so priceless. So the moment you start saying, oh man, it's worth whatever you say, Pigama, you already made it worthless in comparison to its real value. Tony, it says in the Brayt that somebody who is saying one of these brachot, and he's Poteach B'Yudkei, he takes the shame, Yudkei Vavkei, and he's Chotein with the shame of Yudkei, and then that person like that is considered to be a Chocham. He's being very makbid on the correct Nusach of the Bracha, because that means he's saying the Shem HaMiyuchat both in the Pticha and in the Chatima. If he opens with Olive Lamed, it's Baruch Elokim Elokei Yisrael, let's say, right, or Baruch Ata Elokim, and he's Chotein Ba'Olive Lamed, then he's an idiot. And I raise a board. I mean, that's not what he's doing. Because the Matbeah of a Bracha said, yeah, to be master b'shem ha-miyuchat. If he's poteach b'shem alav lamed v'chotem b'shem yudei, or he's a beinuni, even though he didn't open up with the yudkei vavkei, but at least his chatima was correct. And after all, we go according to the chatima. If he opens up the bracha with the shem of yudkei vavkei and he ends with the shem of Elohim, that is derech acher. That's bechlal terrible, because to start saying the shem Hashem and then to turn it into Baruch Atah Elohim, that's similar to the path of minut. And once already we mentioned this derech acher of minim, so the Gemara wants to bring questions that the minim asked of Rabbi Smaloi in these issues. A minim shaloi Rabbi Smaloi. Tell us, how many gods presided over creation? Amar lahem v'liyatem shalim. I don't understand. Why are you asking me? I mean, wouldn't the best person to ask something like this, wouldn't that be Adam Arishon? Because he says, after all, Moshe Rabbeinu was told, that kishalna liyamim rishonim asher ayu lefanecha, lemin hayom asher bara Elohim Adam ala aret. And there it says, so what does it say? It says, Asher bar Elohim Adam al aretz. No, it doesn't say that. It says, lemin hayom asher bara Elohim Adam al aretz. So obviously, from the very post that tells you where to go and ask, it already tells you, if you've got any questions with this, don't even bother coming in. Amrulay, but what do you mean? Right at the beginning of the story of Bereshis, it says, Bereshit bara Elohim. That's more than one God, isn't it? Amar lahem, does it say Bereshit boru Elohim? It says boru Elohim. So obviously, it's referring to a single entity. Amar Reb Smaloi, as a matter of fact, says Reb Smaloi, you should know that Komakam Shapur Kohen. Wherever there's a tefillah, wherever there's a posik in which minim find a makar for kvira, always in that posik itself, you find right away a solution to what they're saying. Shuvatam betzidam. This is an excellent example. The very posik makes it clear that the lashon is the lashon yachid. So then they came back and they asked him another question. Chazru v'shalot. Ma dechtiv nasa adam betzamenu kinmutim. Well, how do you explain the fact that Torah writes about the creation of man, let us? Doesn't that mean that there's more than one of us? Amar lahem, and there too you have the solution right away. It says what? Vayivru Elohim es Adam b'tzalmo. No, inktiv kan. What does it say? Vayivru Elohim es Adam b'tzalmo. Which proves that all along it's been a single creator who is Borei, the Adam. So after those minim walked out, you know, it's all very nice. You can answer these guys. They're not too bright. You can tell them anything. But, I mean, what are you going to answer to us? Why, indeed, does it say, this Russian rabbi, Nasa, Amar Lahem, Nushavar, Adam Nivra Min Afar. Look, during Brias Ha'elah, basically it says the Adam is off from an Adam, and Chava is Nivrit Min Adam, because of the Tzelah. Mikan Ha'elah, basically, it's from Adam on. Every child will be born, but Salmenu Kidmutenu, together with the multiple Shutafut of me, mommy, and daddy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is together with the father and the mother. See, Efshar Leish below Isha, Efshar Leisha below Ish, Efshar Leishneim below Shechina. And therefore, the Torah wanted to make it clear that it has to be a Shutafut of Naaseh. Chazav Shalotah. Another question that these minim asked was like this. Ma'an dechtiv, when it says in Yoshua, Kel Elokim Hashem, Kel Elokim Hashem, Hu Yodea. What is the meaning of all of these different names if there aren't multiple gods? To which Reb Smaloi answered, Amar Lahem, it says, what, Heim Yodim? No, the next words are, Kel Elokim Hashem, Kel Elokim Hashem, Hu Yodea. How come it says it Beloshen Rabbi? Once again, how come it says it Beloshen Yoke? It's obviously Beloshen Rabbi. It's not much definitive here. So when the minim walked out, once again, Omlo Tamidav to Rabbi Smaloi, Rabbi. Le'elu dachita b'kaneh. I mean, you can tell them anything. They're such idiots. But Lanu Ma'at HaMeshiv, what's the real answer? What's the explanation of Loshen Rabim in the repetition? Omar Lem, Rabbi Smiloi said, these shloshtam are all shem echad. It's like an inish da'amar. Basilius Caesar Augustus. Okay, so when you're talking about Caesar, so there are many different, what we call in Hebrew, Toarim. There's many different expressions of the name, and therefore here too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses many expressions of his name. Chazu, when the minim came back in, they shalu ato, they ask Reb Smaloi again, Ma'otichtiv, Kel Elokim Hashem Diber Vayikra Aretz. Aren't there three Shemot over here? Marlam, does it say Diber or Dibru? Diber, it says Vachi Dibru. Does it say Vayikra or Vayikra? It says Vayikra. No, Inktivela Diber Vayikra. Once again, the meaning worked out. The meaning say Rebbe, Leilu Dachidu B'kaneh Lana Ma'ata Meshiv, Marlam. Here too, Shloshtam Arshem Echad. Another, each one of these has an element of Maisa Bereshis in it. Ki Inish Diamar. So you look, when you have a company, construction company, right? So you can have the Umanon, the Banyan, the architect, and on. So you have the architect, you have the craftsman, you have the general contractor. So basically, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also has different shemos that are expressive of Maisa Bereshis. Chazru, the minim came back in, and Shaloto, Ma'ot echtiv ki Elohim kidoshim hu. Okay, and obviously here it means there are holy gods. These are the holy gods. So you see that there's more than one God. Marlon, excuse me. Here too. Shuvatram betzitche. Does it say Elohim kidoshim heima? It says heim echtiv haim heima Elohu. You know, that's the meaning. And by the way, the pasuk continues on. Elkanohu. So obviously it's a single God. And once again, Amalot Tamidav Rebbe Lo Dachita Bekaneh Velanu Ma'ata Meshiv. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Smaloi said, you know what Rabbi Yitzchak said? Elohim Kiddushim means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kadosh B'chol Minei Kiddushot. So it's every different level, types of Kiddusha we find in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Omer reviewed in B'Shem Revacha, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yizdarko B'Kedusha, Hilucho B'Kedusha, Diburo B'Kedusha, Yeshuvo B'Kedusha, Chasifat Zroa B'Kedusha, Norav Adir B'Kedusha. We're going to go through each one of these statements. Darko b'kedushas Elohim b'kodesh darkecha. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu expresses himself in the world in ways that make it clear that his hanhaga is unique and justice-oriented. Hilucho b'kedusha is halichos eli malki b'kodesh. And so, imoshovo is b'kedusha lehim yashava kisei kacho. Each one of these obviously is an element of a mida which relates to Adam, either in terms of mida satin, mishpat, and so on. Diburo b'kedusha, as it says, Elohim diber b'kacho. Chasifat zro'o b'kedusha, to show the power of his hands against his enemies. Chasaf Hashem zro'a kacho. This is only at this man. The meaning came in, and they had their final wonderful question. So Krovim is Lashon Rabbi. Omar Lahem, well, it's all very nice to quote the first part of the pasuk. How about quoting the second part of the pasuk? The pasuk continues. Is that what it says? Or can you read? And as they went out, the Talmidim once again asked Rebbe, and he told them, Reb Shmuel Omar Lahem, when we say Elohim Krovim, it's because there's different anhogas of Krevot. And you can now see the way in which the Kirva HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Yisrael is so unique. Tom Reb Pinchas, Hashem Reb Yehuda Reb Simon, Avodazara near 8 Krova Vein Al Rechoka. Lamaisa and Avodazara, you pull it out of your inside pocket, you give a little kiss to your icon, and it seems very close, but in reality it's very far. My time, where do we see this in the pasuk? Because it says, Yisa'u al katef yisbalu v'yanechenu tachtav v'yamod mimekomo lo yamish. They carry him around, put him underneath, never moves away. So it looks like it's very close at hand. But in reality, sof davar, where even though Elohim mo babai v'utzoik achiyamot, he's got a God that's very close and can scream right in his ear, but ain't going to stop him from dropping dead when he needs help. Which is going to be able to hear. He's not able to save him. And that's basically the end of the pasuk. It says, "Beferish Yitzak Elav Eloyane." HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks like he's rochok, but in reality, in Krovim Enu Domar Levi, Mi'aretz Ad L'Rakia is 500 light years. You know, from Rakia to every other Rakia is another 500 light years, and the thickness of each Rakia is another 500 light years. You know, and this is true of every single one of the Shivat Rakiyim. And Omer Rabbi Brech, Rabbi Chabu, B'Shem Rababa Samuka, not only the Rakiyim, the Talfei HaChayot, just the fingernails of the Chayot, is another 500 light years. And that's Ma'ach HaMesh Me'ochana, plus Chameshis. Because over there we have the Gematria of the word Raglihem Rego Yishara, and that's the Gematria of Yishara. And then Re'ei Kama Gavoa Me'olamas. You see how far HaKadosh Baruch Hu is from this world, yeah? And a man walks in to show, Adam Nechnas HaBeit HaKneset, you made Achrei Amud. He stands behind a pillar in there, just talking to himself, you know. Mitpalel b'lechisha, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sitting and listening to his tefillah go straight to Hashem. Shemre v'chanai midaberet aliba, rak sefateh na'ot, v'kola lo yishamea. So that means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was able to hear her. Ezin HaKadosh Baruch Hu et tefillata, and it says beferish, HaKadosh Baruch Hu heard her tefillah and gave her shmua. V'chein kol b'riotav, not only it has to be someone in the Madriga of Chana, she'emet tefillala aniki atof lifnei Hashem yishpach sicho, said even the poorest person, he wraps himself up and speaks entirely and quietly to Hashem, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu hears him ka'adam ha-mesiach ba'ozen chavero, he's whispering in his friend's ear, and his friend's a shomea. So I'm asking you, v'chiyeshka lo ha-karov mezeh, you think any of these avodah zarah are as close as this? Shu'u karov l'briyotav kebelos, and he's as close as a mouth talking into an ear.